You guys probably know who's next to me now. Have I given away the surprise guest? Did you guys hear his voice?
Hello.
I thought we would do a trial recap.
Come on, Sabashas. How y'all be? So, welcome to South Louisiana here in Idaho.
Someone's saying good morning. They're clearly overseas. I figured we would do trial recap with a special guest.
Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
And since I was not in court today because I was not feeling well, so I joined all of you on this couch. This is where I was, by the way, if anybody wants a visual. Since I wasn't there, I figured we'd have somebody in court to fill in any blanks that we may have missed. Everybody's saying hello. So first off, the thing that I feel like I want to start with, we call this in news the lead. You know, what's the most important takeaway? I just really want to, what I want to start with is the fact that Melanie Gibb testified that Lori's, we now all know with certainty where Lori's portal is.
Absolutely.
And hey, it is in the closet.
Well, I honestly thought it was in the potty. But I was disappointed to learn that they put it in the closet. Now, Shaq, can I tell you right now, what idiot puts their portal in a closet? There's a lot more space in the potty room. And if you got to go while you're in the portal for those long visitations, you know, It works.
It's convenient.
A closet? Oh, no, Shaq. You ain't going to no damn closet. You go to the potty room. Okay, that's enough of that. I thought I was almost back home. And back home, you know, we have a little bit of a French accent. But when I'm not back home, hey, y'all, how you doing?
And this is
and this is the love of my life right here. And her husband is my brother.
Yes.
And not only do I have a brother that I love over here in Las Vegas, I got a brother in Rexburg and his wonderful wife. And I've got so many blessed people all over the country, all over the world. And I want to tell you, I feel like I am the most blessed man alive. Because I had the most blessed young grandson. And I love him. And I miss him so much. And I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody for the love and the appreciation y'all have showed towards JJ and Tylee. I just can't express it enough how much I love y'all and for how much love and that y'all have showed Kay and the amount of loss that our family has taken. But it's not only ours. I'm going to tell y'all right now, it's Kobe has lost a family.
Yes.
He's in our prayers. I love him. We've all taken such a hit from this, and it really, no one deserves this. Those children didn't deserve this, but you know, justice is being served,
and that's
what counts. And all I want to do is thank everybody for what y'all, the love and affection y'all have showed us. Because that's what we want to show to JJ. We want to see their lives were not lost in vain. Their lives, they have made the effect that JJ and Tylee have on this world is utterly amazing. And I mean that. And it's all because of y'all for the love we have for children.
Thank you.
The love we have for our family. And the love we had for the wonderful people here in Idaho. And it just goes to show you that this state, it's not loaded with wackos. This state is loaded with good people, honest people, hardworking people that love their families. And I'll be forever, as much time as I have left in this world, to think Idaho is my second home state. And it's an amazing state. It really is. I'll shut up now and y'all can talk.
That's beautiful. The podcast people are always talking too much. So Kay laughed at, thank you for the, Kay's here too. But right, the podcast people are always talking too much. We need to listen more. But I want to show you something the podcast people have done. Everyone, why don't you share your JJ and Tylee emojis and your Tammy emojis? And why don't you show, you know, he's in court all day. He doesn't see what we're doing. But I want you to know that our chat is full every day with, you see these hearts? That blue heart says JJ. The purple heart says Tylee. And Steph B, our mod, you know Steph,
yes,
has been making all these.
Her.
Look at this.
Hey, Steph.
And then show him the Charles one. We've got Charles.
Come on, Savage chat. Hey, is gumbo on? The sauce, you got some sauce pecan ready? Some fried shrimp. Oh, yeah, Shaq.
See that baseball one right there?
Uh-huh.
That's Charles.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, God bless y'all.
So that's Charles. Steph made that one. And then the blue one's JJ. Purple's Tylee. And then we have a duck for Tammy. And all through trial, while we're watching, while you guys are sitting in there, there you are, we're sharing those. And we make fun of them. We also have a slug and a Korihor emoji.
Hey, I want to tell y'all something. Please don't think I'm a big old wuss. But one thing that I have learned in the last 5 years and through this is you guys, don't be afraid to cry. Don't be afraid to show your emotions. I figured I've seen enough in my lifetime to fill a baseball stadium with death. And don't be afraid to hug your children. Don't be afraid to tell them that you love them. Show them. Talk to them. Be involved in their lives. And if you love your children, you're going to be how amazed you are when you love your grandchildren. And if you love your grandchildren, man, wait till them great-grandchildren come around, because you're going to find out what heart is all about and love's all about.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you. I appreciate it. We've had a nice evening together, and we're winding down for court. Yes.
Is Banks watching?
He's not, but I'll make sure he watches. Say something. You can say something.
Hey, Banks. Papa loves you, little man, and I miss you so much. John, I got some home building ideas.
We'll leave it at that. I'll make sure he sees it now. I'll make sure he sees it.
John, call me, Shaq.
Anyway, can I just ask you really quickly? Just sure. I know, so about trial today,
yeah.
We weren't there when, and if you don't want to talk about this, it's okay.
No, I'll talk about anything, darling. You know that.
We were watching. I was watching on that TV up there, right? There's my, wait. I don't know which way to go. Don't worry. Oh, that
there
way.
It is.
There we go. And
that Monet is not a Monet. It's a Monet TV.
Yeah. And what we're doing tonight, by the way, well, let's talk about this really quickly. Let's talk about the memorial. Because what we're actually doing tonight, we had a nice dinner made by my roomie.
Sarah.
I always call her roomie, but
hey,
her name
I'm
going
to tell y'all something. I always said my wife is the best cook in the world, and she is the best Cajun cook. But I'm going to tell you right now, y'all need to sit down and sit with Sarah's meals. Oh, my God.
I have a good, I call her my roomie. That's what people know her. Her name is Sarah, and she's amazing.
We love Sarah.
And she's just, you know, I'm staying at the place where Sarah was living in Boise when I had my first phone call with John, with Dr. John. And I had, my cousin was setting us up, and I was like, okay, whatever. He's like, can you talk on this date? Sure. And then I went over to Sarah's house, and hung out with her. And I was like, by the way, I just got to go take a quick call really fast. She's like, yeah, good. And I was gone for 2 hours talking about murders with my soon to be husband. But
he's a good guy.
He is. He's amazing, man.
He is absolutely amazing. Love John like a brother.
That's what he does. He helps. You know what it was, the conversation. I want you to know the conversation that we did talk about a murder, but what it was, so that you guys know, our first conversation is true. Partner in crime. I was reporting on a triple homicide here in Boise, and it was making me very distraught. It was upsetting me because here I was reporting on it, and it was a heartbreaking case. I won't get into it. We don't need any more of that. But I couldn't wrap my mind around it. And then John told me what he did, and I was like, can you help me make sense of the unthinkable?
Yeah.
And so I just want you guys to know that it's never been frivolous or flippant for us. It was – so our first conversation, John was helping me to process a murder that I had been reporting on day in and day out that really upset me. So
I'm going to tell y'all something, guys. If you have a choice of watching Dr. John or Dr. Phil, you're going to learn a lot more from John.
Dr. Phil, I did not say that. It was
Dr. Phil.
That was Larry.
I did.
Thank you. So anyway, thank you, Betty. And thank you to all those that gift memberships too, so that we can all have these emojis for Charles and JJ and Tylee and Tammy. So was Judge Boyce as angry as he seemed after trial during that hearing? Can I ask you?
My honest opinion, he was more angry than what you saw. Because what you didn't see is what you didn't see. And having the experience of dealing with people that are angry, I can tell you right now, that was an angry man, because they made themselves a judge, and he wasn't even a qualified lawyer, little less a judge.
Yeah, yeah. We did all catch when he was making fun of him, misspelling basic
Absolutely.
Words and just
Absolutely.
What are you doing, wasting my time. He made a point on Easter Sunday. You did this the day before when the court clerk needed to go home and be with her family on Sunday, and I got this call.
No, that man knew when he walked in there, he was fixing to get his ass handed to him.
Yeah.
And if he didn't, he learned.
He learned, right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I hope I don't offend anybody when I talk like I'm home. But
you are home right here on our channel.
I am home, and I believe in calling it like it is.
Yes, thank you. And overall, let me just ask you, I know how you feel about the circle of friends. How did you feel when it came to Melanie Gibb's testimony when it comes to justice for the victims? Like, do you think that Melanie Gibb helped? Do you think that, look, I know how you, well, we won't get into it. How do you feel she did with her testimony today? Is that a fair question? I'm trying to be diplomatic.
Is that a fair question?
Okay.
Like,
let me ask you this, Lauren. Do I have to be diplomatic in my answer?
No, you do not. I have to be diplomatic because I'm the podcast host. But you do not have to be diplomatic. This is your space. This is your safe space right here.
The one thing that I do think is this here, that Melanie, I was extremely angry at Melanie and David, because I felt like neither one of them have told the complete truth. But I have to admit today that I have a more respect for Melanie today than I did the first trial. And the reason I say that, I think to the most part, Melanie is being truthful. And so I'll give her the respect for that. I really will. But as far as the overall effect that circle of jerks had, that's what I call them. That's just me.
Circle of friends, this crew, this motley crew, that's what I call them.
You call
today.
Them what you want to, and I'll call them what I want to.
Fair.
I truly believe that if one of those circle of friends. I'm being nice.
No, you don't have to be nice.
Okay,
just
so
go
one of those
it.
Circle of jerks mm-hmm. would have stood up and said to Lori or to Chad, if I hear another damn word out of your mouth, any of y'all talking this way about black spirits, about death, I'm going to pray for your death. I am going to record all of this, and I'm going to take it to the sheriff's office, because if one thing happens to one of those kids, to Charles, to anybody, I'm going to cover my ass, and I'm going to say, I told y'all, keep your mouth shut, and if you're not happy being married, get a divorce.
Thank you. Thank you. I like this, Larry. Thank you. Thank you. Exactly.
You lose weight, it comes back. You lose it again, it comes back again. And if this cycle sounds familiar, you're not alone, and there is a better way. What if you could take a weekly shot to lose weight and keep it off? That's where Ro comes in. Ro provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. The Ro Body Program pairs a weekly shot with lifestyle changes so you can lose weight and keep it off. Ro handles it all, even insurance paperwork. If eligible, you have access to a provider on demand. You can sign up online from home, no doctor's visits. Average weight loss, get this, 15 to 20% in a year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria do apply. Go to ro.co/hidden. Sign up today and you will pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/hidden. Is anyone else struggling with what to wear these days, feeling like styles have changed so much? Enter Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion. I signed up. I took a style quiz, and they offered suggestions that would best match me. The more I rent, the more on point the styles get. Whether you are planning a date night, packing for a conference, or headed to a black tie event, you will have the perfect outfit without facing a fitting room with fluorescent lights. With my Armoire clothing rental, I feel brave trying new styles, because I know it's not forever. It's just for a week or a month. And my favorite thing, having someone else do my laundry when I'm ready for new clothes. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/hiddentruecrime. That's armoire.style/hiddentruecrime to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today. Why do so many dogs suffer from health issues? It turns out that actress Katherine Heigl, who helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says that she has seen more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to improve any dog's health: their food. What she discovered is that the way many dogs' foods are made can actually create toxins that could be wrecking our dog's health. And this is true even for premium brands. Fortunately, she found that just by adding a few special superfoods to her dog's food, she saw a huge transformation in their health. She has made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do the same thing and see incredible changes in their dog's health. Look, John and I are dog lovers and are currently searching for the perfect family addition and how to keep them healthy and happy. So if we can help keep your best friend healthy too, we are happy. Go to badlandfood.com/hiddentruecrime and watch Catherine's video right now. Again, that's badlandsfood.com/hiddentruecrime.
You heard it here. You heard it here. And they're saying for America.
What in hell's name justifies anybody saying, let's pray that Charles. Let's pray that Charles and JJ die. And not one person stood up and said, enough of this shit. Not one of them. Melanie, not one of them. A 7-year-old autistic child lost his life. And y'all gonna sit around and make believe? I feel sorry for every damn one of you, Because you know what? Every damn one of you is going to have to answer to what they did in life to two children. One is a special needs children. Not one of them. This make-believe crap they were putting out there that JJ was a black spirit. You know what that was? Lori was too stupid and too involved in Lori to give him his medicine. A pill.
You're right. That's exactly
one.
Yes.
Pill.
She did that on purpose.
She was setting herself up to have an excuse to herself to murder those kids. For what? $1 million? And we told her, we'll give you the damn money. Bring us the kids.
Yeah.
No, I have no compassion from that perspective in my life. I have no damn compassion for any of you.
Thank you. I'm going to say, and for that reason, I hope that Melanie's testimony, if anything,
is honest, true. Come on, Melanie. Talk to them. Tell them the truth.
And may it help in justice.
And all of you, not just Melanie, all of you circle of jerks. David, step up. You knew what was going on in that room that night. It wasn't a nightmare. It was the nightmare next door.
They were there. And prior, I have to admit, I was in some ways kind of cheering Pryor on a little bit to kind of bring that up. Yeah. Kay's nodding, if that's okay to say. Thank you, Larry. Tonight.
And if I upset anybody, I feel like I have the right to upset people. For the last 5 years, what my wife and I have gone through, no family should have to go through. No family, no head of the family. And I consider myself the head of the family, should have to look at the photographs that I saw of those two children. Because those photographs will never be unseen. The report that the coroner, the reports that the doctors did will never be unread.
Yeah.
Every one of y'all, please, please, when you go to bed tonight, just walk in and look at your children, look at your grandchildren, look at your great-grandchildren, look at your husband, look at your wife, and say, God, I'm the most blessed man in the world. Give them a hug. Give them a kiss. When you get up in the morning, don't be mad at your wife. Say, what can I do for you, baby?
John, you listening?
I'm talking about you, John.
Just kidding. I have the most one.
That's right.
Just kidding. That was a bad joke.
So,
yeah.
If I offended anybody, I don't care.
I don't care either. I don't think you offended anyone. I think everyone here in chat's cheering you on, and I think that we have a new emoji to make, the circle of jerks emoji. So
oh, and
get on that,
hey,
moderator.
And you got to make a Pawpaw Larry, and you got to make a Mama K.
There you go. We're here at K. We need a papa, a mama.
Okay.
There you go.
Is Steph Stewart? Steph. No jowls in mine.
And Steffi, no jowls for K's emoji, like the court sketch artist last year.
Hey,
so.
Steph, and also tell that wonderful husband you, I'll back him up on the interstate any day.
I just want to let everyone know too, the memorial for that's open to the public,
yes,
for JJ and Tylee, yes, is going to be in Rexburg. Why don't you share? Because what we were doing tonight, or in Idaho Falls, thank you, in Idaho, yes, Falls, what we were doing tonight is actually we're planning a lot of it.
Yes.
We've been helping. Hit and Shoot Crime has been helping. My roommate has been helping. We're doing a lot of planning. And why don't you share a little bit more about what's going on in Idaho Falls? Not this weekend, but the next, the memorial.
Okay.
The 27th. Yeah, the 27th of April.
Is everybody ready?
We're ready.
A memorial service for JJ and Tylee will be held Saturday, April the 27th, 2024. The time and visitation is 11 a.m., that's Mountain Time, to 1 p.m. And between 1 and 2 p.m. The service is at 1, and it will last till 2 p.m. The location of that memorial service, and it's absolutely gorgeous, y'all. I'm telling you, it's amazing. The location is the Colonial Theater, 450A, as in Apple, Street, Idaho Falls, Idaho. And seating will be first come, first serve. But I can tell you now, there's a lot of seats in that place. So,
and it will be live streamed.
And it will be live streamed on East Idaho News.
There you go.
And our amazing friends will be there. We also have invited the public. We've also invited our amazing law enforcement over here. I mean, everybody. This is not about Kay. This is not about Larry. This is about two children and a senseless murder, a totally senseless murder. So I hope to see everybody. And I just wish y'all all the best of luck. Please keep us in your prayer. And if I need to repeat that, I know Lauren will have all this information for y'all. And
absolutely.
And she will post that. Stephanie, I know, will take care of that. Amazing Stephanie. Mm-hmm. Beautiful Stephanie. And so thank everybody. And thank y'all for allowing me and my beautiful wife, Kay, the opportunity to visit with y'all. And I'm telling y'all all, man, y'all come to South Louisiana and I'll show you some good times.
One request from my Hidden Gems. First off, for those that put in their super chats money towards the memorial, I will make sure that's where it goes. But before anybody donates anything else for the memorial, here's where you can help. I'm busy with my roommate. We're working on flowers for the event. And if anybody would like to help purchase flowers for the event, let me just tell you, it's the Rose Shop, roseshop.com. And you can call their number 208-523-7673 and just put a little bit of money towards some flowers or order some flowers. We've talked to them about what we want. We even want some tropical flowers for Tylee as well because she loved Hawaii.
Absolutely.
And we're just working on making this really special. So that's one way before anybody gives anything else, but I'll make sure that the funds, the super chats tonight that said memorial, I'll send it to that. And just want you guys to know though, that you can call the Rose Shop in Idaho Falls. And just if you want to help with flowers, that would be huge. So or
just simply go online to any of the flower shops there in Idaho Falls
and send something.
And send some. We're not. Kay and I have never asked for one penny. Not going to start now. This is all about the children.
Yes. Yes. So, thank you. And Kelly is saying JJ and I share a birthday one day apart, and I thought it was fitting that Lori, was either, I think there's a typo. Oh, indicted for Charles's murder on transfer that day. One of the two. Yeah. Yep, that's true. Everything sort of landed on those days.
I'll tell y'all one of the amazing things about the last 5 years is the repetitiveness of dates of interest. Dates that just, it's almost like it's a repeat of history in the court system on the dates that have so much.
An example that Lori this trial started?
And let me give you just immediate example. Lori's trial was April the 10th last year. Chad's trial, April the 10th of this year. And there is so much repetitiveness in these dates. And understand, there's no court alive that I know of could manage this to repeat at as and so repetitive. And not only that, so much to do with the children, so much to do with us that are involved in this. I'm telling you right now, the good Lord has absolutely been involved in this since day one. And his hand is on this. And thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. We will, we'll continue watching the trial. We know you're in there, and Kay's in there, and Vicky's in there. And we just want to thank you. And this is what it's all about. And, yeah, so just know that you've got all of our hidden gems. I just want you to know that we've all got your back. Kay, we have your back. And, while we have fun and chat sometimes mocking portals and, we have those type of things, this is what it's all about. And I just wanted to get on with Larry, and he was so kind after our dinner tonight, and to just share that this is just, we remember, and that's why. Yeah. JJ, Tylee, Tammy, and Charles. May justice be served.
Please don't confuse my humor sometime for lack of passion and lack of...
Never.
It's... I have to have the humor to get through this sometimes. And I think one of the things in life we got to maybe start doing more of is laughing at ourselves. And it's horrible what has happened. It's mind-boggling what has happened. But you know what? Every once in a while, laugh at yourself. Find some humor. Find the wonderful things in life. Find the amazing things in life that each one of these children and friends have given you an opportunity to witness. And don't be afraid to tell people. Enjoy your life.
Thank you.
I'm going to tell you right now, I was like 18 years old, probably about 2 years ago.
This is what John says. John says, if you don't smile at the abyss, you will never find joy.
Absolutely. Thanks, John. Love you, brother.
So there you go. With that, we'll say goodnight. I'm actually going to go work on some podcasts. I have some shorts coming later tonight and some podcasts coming later tonight. But I pretty much took the night off to be with dear friends. And thank you, everyone, for your kindness. We got to get them home and sleeping so they're ready for tomorrow. I'll let you guys know whether I plan to attend in court tomorrow or here in the morning. But make sure you join us on our stream, and we'll see you tomorrow. As I always say during this trial, may justice be served. We'll see you guys. Bye-bye.